Let's go ahead and start this off. So we've divided it obviously into some pretty obvious categories here, right? So we're going to focus on the USAO, the enforcement priorities, you know, kind of what Michael's looking at there, what he considers in prosecuting and bringing investigations. Then we're going to move on to Jim Elliott with the FTC, and then finally Scott with the SEC. So at the outset, Michael, in my own personal practice, I've noticed sort of a shift in the in what's at issue, is sort of the threats out there, right? So once upon a time, it was all about, I feel like, credit card numbers. And then, at least in my practice, in my little narrow world, bad guy focus went from credit card numbers to other things, social security numbers and protected health information. And in part, it's because the bad guy profit margins are higher with those sorts of data elements, right? And then bad guys shifted from there onto what they're now doing a lot of, at least in my world, which is talking you guys into just sending them your money directly, right? Through tax fraud, through fraudulent wire transfers, through invoice frauds and the like. Michael, do you agree with that? What are you seeing at the USAO? So what's the latest on that front?
Well, unfortunately, I agree with that 100%. It's more efficient for the bad guys to convince you to send your money directly to them. You know, one of the ways that they do this are business email compromises. It seems to be the crime du jour. One day you're at your desk and suddenly you get an email from the CEO of your company saying, I've got this project here and we need to fund it. Please wire $100,000 of the company's money to this bank account. It's just a secret. It's just between you and me. So don't tell anyone, okay? But can I trust you to do this? And of course, they'll say yes. And unfortunately, you know, if there's not enough verification, the money gets wired directly to a bank account of one of the bad guys. Business email compromises are unfortunately getting more sophisticated. In the old days, as of like 2-3 years ago,